The SoCal Restaurant Show is live from Anna Maria Island on Florida's Gulf of Mexico coast, home of the iconic Sandbar Seafood and Spirits on the Sand, featuring Shogun Farms Wild Boar Charcuterie cured in-house.
It is the special 10th anniversary edition of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, kind of putting it all together. Glad to have you out there to help us celebrate our 10th anniversary. Who knew? And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. As I was mentioning earlier, we are on Anna Maria Island, that is on Florida's Gulf Coast. Great vacation destination, some incredible white sandy beaches. And I wanted to bring on a senior member of the local CVB to tell us all about it, because this is a very special place. And with all of that as background, it is a pleasure to welcome Colby Gason, who is the communications director for the Bradenton, Anna Maria Island, and Longboat Key CVB. Colby, welcome and good morning. And I should mention, Colby is sitting right across from me.
Good morning, Andy. Thank you so much for having me. It's so much fun to be here.
Well, Colby, again, our thanks to the CVB and the Child's Hospitality Group for making all of this possible. Believe it or not, everything these good folks said that they would do in terms of facilitating the production of this show, they have done, and actually more so. And this is a good opportunity to thank our production services people who are here with us locally on Anna Maria Island. These are the good folks from the Manatee Educational Television Group, who are providing all of our production services here on Anna Maria Island. And we have a very dedicated crew here this morning of three folks from that group who are keeping us on the air, in addition to Lou in Technical Excellence back in Anaheim and Michael Boyle, our Assistant Chief Engineer at AM 830. So we are definitely grateful for all the support. Colby, you have a very special area that you represent. Give us a little bit of the flavor, if you will, of Anna Maria Island, because there are very few places in the United States that you see something like this anymore.
Absolutely. So I've worked in Florida tourism for about 5 years now, and this is my second destination. And I will tell you, going to conferences that Visit Florida puts on and seeing how the other beach destinations represent themselves, we have a product here that is really stands alone. When you come here, you're going to have a very authentic experience. It's not going to be very touristy. It's going to almost feel like you're coming home when you come to the island. And it's a great place to really share that experience with a loved one or families. It's just really going to deliver quaintness, friendliness. Bradenton is known as the friendly city. And just a one-of-a-kind beach experience while you're here in our area.
Tell us a little bit about the beaches, because you have really many notable beaches, and some have won some very special environmental awards.
I would love to. So we're very proud of our pristine beaches, as you spoke about before. And what really makes our beaches so special are the cities that stand around it. So when you come to Anna Maria Island, you're not going to come and see major hotels that really break up the skyline. You're going to really come here and it's going to feel like you're driving through a neighborhood, which is going to feel very warm, inviting, and welcoming. It's important to say that we do have gentle surfs here, which make our waters not easy, not only enjoyable from the sands, but also great to enjoy once you're in there. So no threats of any tough currents or anything like that. It's great to get the kids in the water, get the parents enjoying it. And then staying in a rental, we're primarily a beach rental destination, makes for great generational travel. You can have the whole family there together, sharing every step of the experience while you're here.
Colby, something I'm interested or usually see in beach resorts are very high-rise condos, high-rise hotels, very high density on tiny pieces of property. What's the look of Anna Maria Island?
Not that. you're not going to see those typical major structures. You can't actually build a certain height on the island, which again makes for a very unencumbered skyline and really makes it an authentic experience. You're going to see warm beach cottages that speak to kind of that old Florida feel, but you're also going to see new structures that blend right in. So it's really the blending of generations that have called this island home and people who are going to come and call our island home for just a period of their time.
Let's talk about food for a minute, if we can, Colby,
yes,
because
please.
It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. On Anna Maria Island, I have not seen a chain restaurant or a franchise restaurant. I've seen a lot of wonderful restaurants that have local flavor, you know, nothing that is cookie cutter. Is my observation correct?
You are spot on. That is one thing that really attracted me to our destination, was coming here and really having, I hate to sound like a broken record, but really authentic experiences. When you come here, you're going to see mom and pop shops that have been in the family for a really long time. And with that comes a lot of passion for what they do. And that is really going to contribute to the culinary experiences you're not only going to have on the island, but you're going to have throughout our destination. So we are more than just Anna Maria Island. We love it. It is our crown jewel. But we also have a vibrant downtown area where that same sentiment comes over across the bridge. I could talk about food all day long, so let's get into it.
What is the island and the greater Bradenton area known for in terms of cuisine? Obviously, there's some incredible local seafood here. You know, tell us a little bit about those observations.
So the water has been a huge part of the history of not only the island, but the downtown area. And we do have some great museums where you can go and learn about the culinary history that still continues to this day. With that being said, there's Cortez, which is one of the longest operated fishing villages. And you will find people there who have done this generation after generation after generation. So going and dining on the dock and seeing the fishing boats right there is, I mean, it doesn't get any fresher, right? You're like, my fish was on the boat, now it's on my plate. Thank you for the person who delivered this to me today. and then when you come into the mainland, we're really known for our Floribian cuisine. So Florida, Caribbean, Floribian, there you go, a marriage of terms.
Rolls right off your tongue, Colby.
You know, I try. But the Floribian cuisine is something you'll definitely see throughout, because citrus, of course, is important to the whole state, but it's also played its part in the history of our area as well. We actually still have Mixon Farms, which is, again, a generational operated farm out towards the countryside. We're not just beaches. We do have country. So that kind of directly still contributes into our culinary inspiration here.
Sounds terrific. Now, we are on historic Pine Avenue at the corner of Pine and Gulf. What is special about Pine Avenue?
You mean apart from the shopping? My husband doesn't like me to spend much time on Pine Avenue.
Gets expensive?
Well, it can, always. So I've been very good today. What's so special about Pine Avenue, though, is that it is a sustainable road. There's certain things you can and cannot do on Pine Avenue, but there's also rich history. So as you're walking and shopping, there's the pier that has been rebuilt to the original pier that was formerly standing. You know, we have those things we don't talk about in Florida that sometimes cause damage during this time of year.
Heard something about that.
You know, we just don't say that word. It's like Macbeth in the theater. but there is a restaurant at the end of the Rod and Reel Pier, and it's so photogenic, and it's just, again, a very special place that you can go, and you can't experience that anywhere else. The Anna Maria Historical Society is also a very special place that has a building on property that used to actually be on the pier and allegedly got knocked off during a storm one time and allegedly was built of cork, so it floated in the water until somebody pulled it out and lived in it for a while, and then they donated it. So with that being said, you can go and you can walk and you can kind of connect all of these dots of Pine Avenue and where it is today, but also see how far it's come. And that's something that, as somebody who works in tourism, I love seeing how it's evolved over the years and seeing how our destination has grown with that.
Colby, there is never enough time, but for our listeners to get more information about this area, what is the best website and what resources are there?
Absolutely. So they can go to BradentonGulfIslands.com to learn more about our destination. And we actually have a foodie-focused Instagram account called Dine Bradenton, where you can go and get all of the delicious inspiration to start planning your trip.
And can you spell Bradenton just so everybody knows?
Oh, Andy, you're putting me on the spot. Of course I can. B-R-A-D-E-N-T-O-N, Bradenton.
Ladies and gentlemen, Colby Gayson from the local CVB. Colby, thanks for the warm welcome, and we're going to be talking more about Anna Maria Island and environs. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some of the accommodations that are here on Anna Maria Island, particularly the Waterline Resort and Marina, a very, very special place. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.